Welcome to Design Biz Survival Guide, a podcast about life and business for interior design professionals. My name is Rick Campos, and this podcast is my response to a design community eager to support, share, and inspire one another. We all know that some things simply cannot be taught in a classroom. I believe that our number one resource for information and inspiration is our peers. Join me as I sit down with industry professionals from across the country to discuss their secret to survival in the business of design. This podcast is sponsored by Perch, the design community's premier resource for appliances, decorative plumbing, and outdoor brands. Perch is dedicated to quality, service, and a heightened showroom experience, making them the preferred choice among architects, builders, and designers just like you. With locations in Los Angeles, Orange County, Palm Springs, and San Diego, their interactive showroom experience must be seen to believe. Fully functional displays and a demo kitchen loaded with top brands provides the ultimate test drive for design enthusiasts. Perch has been busy developing new, innovative ways to continue to deliver product education and sales support to designers and consumers. Be sure to follow Perch on your favorite social media platform for announcements about the many new programs, demonstrations, and exclusive events to come. For a virtual showroom tour and to schedule an appointment with a sales representative, visit perch.com. Today, we're recapping the 2 days of presentations and aha moments from the first ever Design Biz Retreat. Our small but mighty group of design professionals and featured speakers tackled the business of design and its many challenges and left with new insight, valuable tools, and new friendships that will benefit their business for years to come. Let's get started. Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of Design Biz Survival Guide. As we mentioned in the intro, today's episode is going to focus on some of the events and conversations that transpired at our first ever Design Biz Retreat. So we can get those of you who weren't able to attend kind of caught up on what you may have missed and help you understand what to look forward to in future events. But before we do that, I'd like to share the backstory that prompted this whole Design Biz Retreat idea. And it takes me back to a year ago, almost to the day. Last year in October, I was in a room filled with entrepreneurs, influencers, and self-made business giants. They were all gathered together in one place with a common goal: to share their journey with others and to inspire and empower each other to pursue our dreams, no matter what they are. Now, that experience defined community to me. Community is a term that I use often. The feeling that I felt surrounded by people just like me was a total game changer. People with a passion to serve. People who have created an entire business model based on supporting others. People unafraid of vulnerability. People who embrace a challenge. People who rise above competition. People who choose hard work over comparison. I knew in that moment, in that room, that my journey was being kicked into high gear and that nothing would ever be the same. I learned many things in that room a year ago, but the biggest thing I learned is that the feeling of community was so empowering that I had to share it with others. That is when the concept for Design Biz Retreat was born. You know, I have a habit of emulating experiences that energize me into a concept that I can share with others so you can feel the same sense of excitement and inspiration that I have. I did this a couple of years ago with a podcast. During my career as a designer, I spent countless hours connecting and sharing with fellow design professionals about the business of design. And I always said to myself after every conversation, man, I wish there were other designers in the room with us who could have benefited from that conversation as much as I did. Well, now you can. For the record, the podcast is also a product of time spent with some brilliant minds at a conference back in 2018. Are you beginning to see a pattern here? A couple of weeks ago, we gathered 14 design professionals and 5 incredible speakers for 2 days of information and inspiration in Palm Springs, California. This was my effort to emulate the empowering sense of community that I experienced just 1 year earlier. This was my opportunity to talk the talk and walk the walk, to think bigger and to enlist and accept the support of the many incredible people around me who understand my vision and support my mission. Together, we learned from each other. We shared candidly. We asked the hard questions. We welcomed tough advice. For some of us, it was the personal escape that we so desperately needed. For some, it was the aha moment that will take their business to the next level. We had fun, we met new people, we shared great meals, we laughed, and we cried. Okay, well, I cried, but just a little. I can't help it. I'm a crier, what can I say? But I'm a happy crier. Nothing brings me to tears faster than a great achievement. I cry watching The Voice, I cry watching World of Dance, and you don't even want to be around me during the Olympics. Cue the waterworks. But seriously, I take achievement very seriously. I truly appreciate the heart and dedication required to set a goal and pursue it with everything you've got. This is why I value and respect the design community so much. I know and understand the excitement of launching your own design business, the joy of landing a great project, the emotion of walking the client through the door of their newly designed and furnished home for the first time. I also know the fear, the resistance, and the self-doubt that running a design business can impose upon you. Whether you're in fight or flight mode, I truly believe that the design community, your tribe, is your number one source for support, motivation, and a glass of wine or two. For those of you who weren't able to join us for retreat, let me share some key takeaways from our amazing speakers and from some of my own conversation with designers in attendance. After an invigorating sunrise hike and breakfast, we kicked off day one with an energetic presentation from Michelle Lin about selling with confidence and the role that mindset plays in the process. We all know the anxiety associated with the sales process as it relates to the business of design. Will the client be on board with my terms and pricing structure, or will they negotiate me to death? Will I have the courage to stand up to them and defend my design agreement, or will I cave and be taken advantage of? Enforcing your design agreement, your pricing structure, your business model is a hell of a lot easier when you come to the table with a tried and true process with proven results. Consistent and repeatable processes build confidence, and that's what you need to stand your ground. If you've been in business for a while, you have all the data you need to develop and commit to a process and pricing structure that aligns with the financial needs of your business. If you're new to the game, document every hour and expense associated with your first project, then compare that to the second project, and the third, and the fourth. Understand what works, what's profitable, and stick to it. When selling your process, communicate, communicate, communicate. Show them exactly what they're getting for the money and how you deliver it. Show and communicate your value, and when the negotiation begins, simply fall back on your process. Mr. and Mrs. Consumer, I appreciate your feedback, but respectfully, I know what it takes and I know what it costs to produce a finished product that will meet and exceed your expectations. The time and resources associated with that are reflected in my rates. I have a tried and true process that I follow to deliver outstanding results to my clients, and to stray from that would be doing us all a disservice. Guys, don't give anything away. They have to pay to play. There was a dating analogy used to reinforce this message that Michelle delivered, but she delivered it much better than I probably can, so you get the point. If you want to hear more directly from the source, check out Michelle Lin's website, designedforthecreativemind.com, for tons of tips, resources, and programs to get your business in order. We also took a deep dive into business entity, revenue flow, and profit with Braden Drake, and how to keep it all organized and accounted for. There were so many great lessons in this presentation, but I think my favorite tip from this one was to open up multiple bank accounts to keep your operating funds separate from your client funds. I would go so far as to have a separate bank account for retainers, one for sales tax, one for payroll, and one for profit. Now, this may sound like a no-brainer, but I can report that when he asked how many people have multiple bank accounts to keep funds separated, only half the room raised their hand. So if you're already doing this, good for you. You're on the right track. If you're not, well, welcome to the club. Now get to the bank. I'm a strong believer that knowledge is power, and I'm also a strong believer in surrounding yourself with people smarter than you. As business owners, we have a responsibility to understand the basics. Then we must defer to the professionals so we can get back to doing what we do best, designing and generating revenue. In all honesty, there are still bits and pieces about my business entity that I have yet to understand. My intentions are good, but somehow this stuff just keeps falling to the bottom of my list of priorities. Braden inspired me to dig in and educate myself in the interests of my business, and I'm on it. If you need a crash course on the legal structure of your business and how to develop a path to profitability, Braden Drake wrote the book. Literally, he just launched his first book. It's titled Unfuck Your Biz, and yes, there's some adult language, but there's also a ton of great analogies and examples and roadmaps to help you understand the legalities of your business. To learn more about the book, check out bradendrake.com. We wrapped up day one with a treat for our eyes and minds as photographer Karen Millay walked us through her catalog of beautiful images illustrating design projects from across the country and around the world. Capturing our best work through professional photography is on every designer's list of priorities. It's an investment in your portfolio and could open the doors to regional and national exposure when pitched effectively. Beautiful editorial style photography is all about storytelling. It evokes emotion. You know it when you see it, in the pages of your favorite design magazines, as well as in your own projects. So if you have a publication in mind that you would like your work featured in, there are a few things I think you should do. First of all, know that publication inside and out. Understand their brand style and the types of design that they consistently publish. You'll know early on in the design process that this project is so Domino or it's so traditional home. Run with that influence from concept to installation to styling. Share your intentions to be published with your photographer. Share what publication you plan to pitch the project to. On the day of the shoot, be fully prepared. Have the house styled. Raid the flower market for fresh florals and greens. And make sure the dog is freshly groomed. There's just something about a lazy dog in the shot that makes the house truly feel like home. For more tips and behind-the-scenes peeks into her latest photo shoots, you can follow Karen on Instagram at Crush IMAG. That's Crush with a K, IMAG. Day two kicked off with a group yoga session to emphasize the wellness component that we committed to when developing Design Biz Retreat. Then we hit the ground running with an inspiring and informative conversation with Ray Langhammer. The entire room could relate to his story of when he knew, at the pivotal age of 8, that he would pursue design as a career path. Ray's 20-plus year career with one of the biggest brands in the design industry exposed him to alternative sides of the business of design, like brand collaborations, licensing, and publishing. My biggest takeaway from this conversation was the emphasis placed on collaborating with brands that you love and businesses that you respect. If you lead with this, the rest can all be negotiated. A lot of energy goes into brand collaborations, so why not make every effort to get it right from the start? We also covered the reality that when collaborating, you're committing to more than just the creative aspect. You're also committing to promoting and supporting the partnership. This means meet and greets at market events, book signings, and interviews. That means time away from your office, time away from your team, time away from your core business. If your business is not set up to run on autopilot in your absence, you may want to reprioritize your efforts. In most cases, the design business is the core business that supports it all. Don't put the cart before the horse. Retreat would not have been complete without some good old social media talk. And who better to lead the discussion than Tony Estrada, also known as Tony on the Web. Tony shared some great tips and strategies to maximizing your content and messaging on Instagram. I learned that likes are overrated, and it's really all about comments and shares. This type of engagement on Instagram is what we should all be striving for. Ask questions in your posts to encourage conversation. It's all about the conversation, people. If you see something you like on Instagram and you want to learn more, make a comment. That opens the door to conversation. And whenever someone comments on your post, always respond. And when you comment or respond, make it three words or more to get the algorithm working in your favor. And P.S., emojis don't count. Remember, I said we laughed at retreat, and most of the laughing occurred during the Reels demonstration that Tony was so generous to conduct for the group. I was unable to keep up with the Reels presentation and pretty much threw my phone against the wall, so there will be no Hollywood videos of me on Instagram for now, which is probably for the best, but a good time was had by all. So the only hard part about this two-day retreat was wrapping it all up at the end. I mean, honestly, no one wanted to leave, especially me. That proved to me that this little dream come to life moment was a complete success and has inspired me to do more. So what's next? Well, we're busy fine-tuning a designer roundtable dinner, which will double as a reunion for everyone who attended retreat and some new faces as well. Our goal is to have this coincide with Las Vegas Market in January. But first, we have to ride out this health crisis we're in and make sure that we're in a safer way before we commit to any new gatherings and travel. We'll keep you all posted on that. Our next opportunity to gather as a community and learn will be in May for our first ever Leadership Experience Conference. This will be a one-day intensive lecture series based in Orange County, California, and will feature conversations and lessons from industry leaders about the impact that true leadership can have on your business, on your team, and on client relations. More details on that will be coming soon. In the meantime, please continue to enjoy the podcast and be sure to share us with all of your designer friends. And don't forget to rate us on iTunes. If you're not already on our email list, go to our website and sign up. We wouldn't want you to miss any of our big announcements. Thank you for your support, and thanks for listening. Be safe, be kind, and until next time, get out there and inspire. I really appreciate Carrie's go big or go home attitude. She really dug into the industry and explored a variety of ways to learn the business of design, which clearly benefited her when she launched her own design firm. That and some good advice from some trusted allies. As design professionals, we don't talk enough about sales. It's often a pain point for many of us, but it's also the cornerstone of our business model. The sales aspect is not for the faint of heart, especially in the luxury market. But at any level of design, it's so important to work on your sales skills, your confidence level, and your ability to balance sales and design. Carrie's process of developing a pricing structure for her business is one that is very relevant to the design industry. It takes a ton of research and a lot of number crunching. Most importantly, you need to know your business and your value. It's also important to remember that your pricing structure is subject to change as your business grows and expands. What works today may not hold water this time next year. I think we can all relate to that. Thank you, Carrie, for all the great advice and insight. This is definitely a note-taking episode. I hope this podcast episode has inspired you to create new solutions for your business. If you love Design Biz Survival Guide, share with a friend, tag us on social media, and if you're listening on iTunes, rate the podcast and tell us your biggest takeaway from your favorite episode. Until next time, be safe, be kind, and get out there and inspire.